You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How are you guys today? I am so excited to be chatting with you guys today, even though my morning was kind of all over the place. First and foremost, I want to start by saying that I am going to give you guys a little update because I like to do that before we get into today's topic. I love to update you guys on what's going on with me prior to us talking about the topic because I just feel like it's a phone call. We're girlfriends and I want to kind of tell you what's been going on. And even if it's not the best thing that's going on, of course, I don't always have the best days. And yesterday was not the best day for me. And I'm going to share why. So I have a little bit of a stalker. I was going to use the word secret admirer, but it's no longer that because I almost think that a secret admirer is flattering. And the person that has been harassing me is nothing of the sort. They are not someone who is trying to flatter me. They are trying to intimidate me, it feels like. So those who know me and follow me know that I attend a gym and I am a creature of habit. Although I work from home and I have a very flexible schedule, I do like to do things at the same time every day. It's just who I am. I think astrologically, it's very common for Cancers to be that way. And also I have ADHD, so I like to habit stack and pack my schedule the way that I know feels most comfortable to me. So I go to the gym every day at the same time for literally like the past 3 years, and I have my friends, I have my people, and I love it. I love going to the gym and knowing that I'm going to see people that I know. It makes it less anxious for me, surprisingly enough, because when I go at different hours and I don't recognize anyone, I get a little shy about asserting myself in different spaces in the gym. Like if I had to go to the weight rack and pick up weights or use a specific machine that someone's on, I feel more comfortable kind of asserting myself when I know the people that are using those things, if that makes sense. And I have been doing this for years and I love it. And I go around the time that people my age tend to go. There is a specific person who goes at the same time as me. I have not seen him for that long. I actually do not know when he attended the gym, but more recently he has been making himself very apparent. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I am a very focused and tunnel vision kind of girl. I know my people at the gym, and those who I don't know, I don't fixate on. I don't look at anyone. I'm very to myself and I'm in and I'm out. I am not interested in like people watching at the gym or really being super observant of my surroundings. And that's why I don't really know when this person has joined. But I do know that this has not been going on for that long. So this particular man is significantly older than me. I want to almost say he's older than both of my parents. And my parents are in their early 50s. So I'm going to say that this man is in his late 50s. He has a very large appearance and can have an intimidating presence to him. He has a very deep voice. He's very loud in the gym. He tries to like befriend everybody in there. And he is like very not my physical type. First and foremost, I'm not attracted to older men. I have said this a million times. It's not my thing. I would never feel comfortable bringing someone home to my family that is older than my parents. I'm not yucking anybody's yum. If that's your thing, go after it, girl. I like men my own age, or around my age at least. So anyways, this particular man has a very interesting look. He's very like Guidoed up. Those who are from Jersey know what a Guido is. And if you don't know what a Guido is, watch the Jersey Shore. And he has like this just very like presence. Like, I'm not attacking his appearance. It's just, it's not my thing. Like, I'm not interested in even looking at him as a stranger. I don't even want to look in that direction. So he has been staring at me for a very long time now, it feels like. And at first, I didn't notice it because I'm going to be honest with you guys. And this is me being very humble, but still honest. I consider myself to be a very beautiful woman, and men do look at me. And I'm used to it. I'm used to men and women looking at me. I have a very interesting look a lot of the times. And even though I am used to myself, I sometimes realize, like, girl, take a step back and see, does anyone else in here look like you? And if the answer is no, then you're unique. You have a interesting, specific look. And I have a specific look. My hair is a certain way at the gym. I dress really nice. I'm very friendly to the people that I'm close to there. So I know that I look good. So him looking at me isn't necessarily the issue. But it started to become an issue when I noticed that no matter where I went in the gym, he was right there. He was literally in every section of the gym I was in, just staring at me. He has no headphones in. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, he's really not even working out. Like, he's doing little things here and there, but like not fully focused on his workout at all. And again, I think this is a harmless behavior. Like, I'm not upset about it. It's just kind of awkward. So one of the days I was putting one of my weights back and he grabs it from me. He's like, I got it. And I was like, okay. And like, I was kind of annoyed because I'm thinking like, sir, you are literally trying to make yourself known in my life and I'm doing everything in my power to ignore you, but whatever. I'm not going to be rude. I'll let him take it and whatever. And he said something to me. My music was playing. So I said, what? And I turned my music down for a second. And he was like, what happened to your hair? And I'm like, what? And he was like, you know, the braids. And I'm like, oh. And I realized in that moment he was saying that, you know, because I took my braids out, why they weren't in anymore, which was a stupid question to ask me. But whatever. I said, oh, I took them out. Ha ha. He was like, oh, I loved the blonde. I'm like, thank you. And I kept walking. I didn't want to seem overly flattered. I didn't want to seem overly rude, but I was very just short and wanted to just get in that conversation and get out of it quickly. So whatever. That was like our first interaction. Then I go to my car one day and he's out there and he like says something to me like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, here. And he's like, where is here? And I'm like, here. And I get in my car and I go. Okay, that was it, guys. And of course, I'm mad at myself for even responding. But like, again, guys, when you're dealing with certain types of people, you don't want to be so rude to the where they retaliate. I feel like there's nothing wrong with being friendly if it's for your safety. And I am so big on women's safety that like, if you have to say something just to get out of a situation quicker, but not be overly rude, do that. So anyways, a couple weeks go by, this man is still staring at me, whatever and whatnot. I kind of let my guy friend know about it because I just wanted him to know. And I have people in the gym who definitely look out for me. So I go out to my car the other night and there was a note on my car, like a legitimate sticky note, guys. And it was written so poorly, like the penmanship and the articulation was horrific. Like you could have guessed that a fifth grader wrote it. And it said something along the lines of like, hey, this is blah, 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 blah. There's too many eyes and ears in the gym. Text me. And I knew it was him because he had introduced himself to me when we were outside. He was like, and he said his name, where are you from? And that's when I was like, here. And I got in my car. So I knew it was him. So I take the note and I bring it inside and I give it to one of the trainers who's a close friend of mine and he runs it down to the desk or whatever. And I didn't necessarily want them to do anything crazy about it because I feel kind of bad. Like a part of me doesn't want his membership to get terminated because I don't want to be the reason that someone gets terminated from the gym. But I just wanted them to be aware of it and that I was uncomfortable and maybe that they can do something about it. So apparently my friend approached him, said, hey, that's not cool. Don't do that or you're going to get in trouble. And the guy that was doing this to me like laughed at him and kind of moved on. And I thought all was well, like for a few days, he wasn't at the gym the same time as me. So I'm thinking maybe he's avoiding me because he's embarrassed. This is a good thing, whatever. Well, yesterday, this man is trying to intimidate me in the parking lot. And it was the weirdest thing. So I was noticing that he was looking at me in the gym again, and I left with one of my girlfriends because her and I leave at the same time now after all of this has happened. And her and I were just chatting in the parking lot, and there he comes walking past us and idling and trying to listen in. And it looked like he wanted to say something, but like didn't. And it was just so uncomfortable. So I said, girl, just wait here with me until he leaves. So he pulls out of his parking spot and parks his vehicle facing my car in the same lot, just sitting there. I want you guys to picture this image, okay? He was literally parking his vehicle in the middle of the road with his lights facing me and my friend while we were chatting, just sitting there rather than driving off. I thought that was so weird. He was doing it for so long that I ended up picking up my phone to call my trainer friend. And the second I grabbed my phone and picked it up to call, he drives off. He drives off. So, of course, knowing me, I'm going to record the whole thing. So I had my phone out. I made sure I got a picture of his license plate, whatever. I brought it into the gym, and hopefully they do something about it today. Sorry for that long-winded story. It just really shook me up a bit. There is something so uncomfortable about being focused on by a man, especially a man that should know better. He should know better that a woman as young as me, who looks as good as me, and as successful as me, because again, keep in mind, this man put a note on my vehicle. My vehicle is not, you know, just a regular vehicle. Nothing wrong with that, but I have a luxury car. I'm not just some like hopeless woman that needs help from this old man. Okay, like enough. And not for nothing, it's not like he's even offered me anything great. Like, where's my money then? And I'm saying that as a joke, guys. But I feel so uncomfortable being focused on in this way. It made me feel like there was a spotlight on me, that he is fixated on me, and I'm not interested. Like, every fiber of my being wants to look at him and scream and go, in what world? I am 27. I am a single, beautiful, attractive, amazing woman. Why would I date you? You can't even spell, okay? His writing is horrific. You can't spell. You're literally older than my parents. And you're being creepy. But I didn't do any of that because I am trying to do this in a good way. And I don't want to like ruffle any feathers because I don't know what this person is capable of. And nowadays, you really do have to fear for your safety around certain men. So I'm trying to do things the right way. But I wanted to fill you guys in on that just in case something happens to me, which, knock on wood, nothing will. I'm hoping this gets resolved. I'm just so disgusted with this behavior. It's so wrong. So anyways, I want to kind of get into today's topic now because I think this topic is really important. And it's all about how I overcome things, whether it's like sadness, anger, or like a particular situation that bothered me, how I overcome it quicker. And it's really important that we as women specifically learn this because it's really important for self-preservation and for our peace and happiness. I am really big on prioritizing my peace and prioritizing my happiness. And with that comes a lot of learning and unlearning and trying to reparent yourself in some way. And something I had to learn was to manage my emotions better and to really look inward and figure out where this was coming from. A lot of us become very obsessed with certain situations, whether it's how somebody treated us or how a relationship ended or how even a friendship ended or something that happened in our family and even just something that happened in our day-to-day. Like maybe somebody like cursed you out at work or whatever and you're like really upset about it. And it's really important that we figure out how to manage these situations better for our own comfort. Because I am learning even in my own life that, yes, my initial response could be to protect myself. But in the long run, would I be happy with that response? Would I be happy I did that? Because the truth is, in relation to the story I just told you guys, my natural instinct as the person that I've been my whole life would be to curse that man out who was stalking me. Like, how dare you get in his face, try to intimidate him, be like, oh my God, my dad will literally kill you. Like, all of these things I would say, but I'm like, you know what? I would be mad at myself for letting him see me this angry. I'd rather just take action and for him to realize that he cannot access my energy in any way. I don't like to give people the satisfaction that they're bothering me. Because I find that people thrive off of your pain, off of your excitement, off of your energy, whatever it is. It could be bad or good. People thrive off of getting that from you. And I'm not giving that to people who don't deserve it. I used to be so emotional growing up, and letting go of things was very difficult for me. I found that I was harboring a lot of resentment, and I would be wanting to hold grudges because I felt like that was my way of hurting that person the way that they hurt me. But I realized that I was hurting every day doing that. And that when you really look back, and hindsight really is 20/20, you realize that the best way to get back at someone, and I'm not saying that you're doing this like to hurt them, but just the best way to get back the pain and suffering that someone else caused you and how to really get all of that back and feel good is to genuinely move forward in a healthy way, is to make your life good, is to glow up, is to accept things for what they are and look at the lessons that came from it and show them and show yourself, I am good. I am good. There is no better lick back than that. And I think a few of the reasons, and I have three reasons why I had such a hard time moving on quickly. One was because I expected more from that person or the situation. I think that when we place expectations on people, we realize very quickly that we're going to be disappointed. Wanting people to show up in the way that you show up is silly because that person is not you. And putting that expectation on someone not only hurts them, but it hurts you as well. Why do that to yourself? And listen, there are people that we naturally expect more from than others. Of course, we're going to want and expect our family, our close friends, and even our partner that we've been with for many years to do certain things because that is a part of our boundaries. And we have very much vocalized that throughout the relationships with these people. But people fall short. People mess up. And people will naturally disappoint us. And having these strong expectations just breeds anger within you. The second reason I think I would have a hard time overcoming things was because I felt deeply and wanted an apology. And I really didn't like when I either, one, got an apology that was trash or just didn't feel genuine, or two, never got one at all. So if I got an apology, I didn't like the way that it was said. And then if I didn't get one, I was mad I didn't get one. So that was another reason why I had a hard time overcoming things, because I wanted someone to do the right thing. And the longer time went on and they didn't do it, it started to really piss me off. And the third thing was that I didn't process things healthily. I didn't know how to honor my feelings in a way where I felt like, okay, this is what happened. I must accept it. Let me feel it and move forward. I never did that. I would let things sit. I would ignore poor treatment for a while. I would maybe display anger when really I was sad. Like, I wasn't utilizing the correct emotion with the thing that I was going through. And it prolonged the healing process and it prolonged the resentment because I wasn't processing it properly. And I realized that this is all normal. Before you start getting on yourself about what you used to do, thank her for protecting you. When I ended up doing a lot of my inner work, I realized that a lot of what I did prior was protecting myself. It was my way of protecting myself. And I've accepted that because when we're young, we are learning for the first time. We're learning how to love. We're learning how to react. We're learning what is important and what isn't, and how important our peace is and our comfort is and our desires are, because a lot of that growing up was not taught to us. We weren't taught to prioritize our happiness. We weren't taught to practice self-love and understanding the meaning of self-worth. So we struggled in those areas at times, and that's okay. And how I used to react and how I used to behave, that was in protection of what I was feeling. And that's okay. Now that I've learned that that wasn't helping me, I now have better ways of managing it. Now, a few things that help me get over things now that allow my pain to dissipate a lot quicker. And I am so big on wanting to move on quickly. And I'm going to tell you why. I think that moving on quickly is an amazing quality because it proves that you are accepting that life is life and that things are going to happen, but that you're not going to dwell in it. And yes, certain things are meant to be felt for longer periods of times than others. But someone like me who's super emotional would feel things, in my opinion, longer than they should have been felt. And it was because I wasn't handling it properly. So I want to kind of share with you guys a few things that I do that allows me to move on quick. The first thing is that I realize that small stuff dissipates in like 24 to 72 hours. And the small stuff could be like boy drama, certain family struggles, anxiety, and etc. I never realized that I'm always the most angry when it happens, usually. When it happens, I'm like, what the heck? And as time goes on, it genuinely feels less meaningful. That's the truth. And because I know that to be true, I just allow myself to feel it. I allow myself to go through it because I know it's going to end in 24 to 72 hours, depending on what it is. So if like a boy doesn't text me back and I really liked him and I thought he was great, and now I have to mourn the fact that he ghosted me. In the past, I used to like really let that get to me and I would hold on to it for a while and like be super obsessed with that ideal. Where now I'm kind of like, oh yeah, it's going to hurt for like a day. And then the next day you'll be fine. Like, and it's the truth. That's usually what happens. I move on quickly because in that particular instance, I naturally just do. 24 to 72 hours goes by and it just doesn't hurt as bad. So just own that that's the truth in a lot of situations and let your body feel that. The second thing is that I acknowledge my feelings when they come up and I allow myself to feel. It's important that I don't demonize myself for having emotions, whether it's anger, sadness, disappointment, just being upset with someone, feeling frustrated, being anxious, whatever the feeling is, I honor it in that moment. Obviously, sometimes in life we have delayed emotions to things because we can be in shock or something could have went on and we kind of processed it later. But whenever the emotion does come up, I let myself feel it wholeheartedly. And this has helped me with getting over things quicker because I find that when I believe that the feeling and emotion is allowed to be present in my body, it actually feels better to go through that emotion and then it leaves my body a lot quicker. It naturally just does that because I'm honoring it, I'm being authentic about it, and I find that I'm coping with it differently, which we will discuss coping skills in a little bit. I also stopped placing expectations on people and became a realist about most things. So you guys know I'm a powerful manifester and I love to manifest. And I believe that my life in some ways can be a fairy tale, but that's my life. That's me, right? And although I call in a specific energy that aligns with me, I cannot place specific expectations onto people. I think that that's setting yourself up for failure and you find that it's just not going to feel as good. So the moment I started being more of a realist and realizing that a lot of the times what people do to us is not personal. Actually, most of the time it's not personal. It's just what they have going on. It's their level of consciousness. It's their traumas. It's their triggers. It could be just their busyness. And that is why they do what they do to us. And a lot of the times we tend to think that people are doing it to us because of us, but they're not. So don't take it personal. Not placing expectations on people really allows yourself to see things for what they are and accept or deny them. When I let people just show me who they are, I'm actually more pleasantly surprised than not. When I met a lot of my good friends, I didn't expect for them to be a certain way. They just ended up being that way. And it actually allowed me to appreciate them more. Like, I don't expect my friends to do specific things for me, whether it's call me every weekend or buy me coffee or send a letter to my home. Like, I don't expect that. But then when my friends do it, I get so giddy and excited because I'm like, wow, like you really do love and care about me. I didn't expect this. I didn't know that you were capable of showing me love in this way. And it's such a beautiful thing when you go into it with that mindset. And I think that just being a realist about things allows you to see things at face value and to actually cope with life for what it is. I think a lot of the times when we live life with blinders up or when we try to prevent things from happening out of fear of the pain that comes, we actually end up creating more pain and suffering in our own lives. When we accept that things naturally just happen, that tragedies happen, trauma happens, and we're going to lose people, we're going to gain people, we're going to love, we're going to feel pain, whatever it is. When we accept things for what they are, we can actually view it as more beautiful than not. When I look back at all of my life, even the hardest moments of my life, I find it to be beautiful because it's a part of my story and it made me who I am. So I try to really make things work for me, and being a realist has allowed me to find the beauty in the nothingness and find the beauty in the pain. Because in moments where we feel like we're completely done and our life is just so hard, something happens and beautiful things just end up being created again. And you realize, wow, waking up this morning was better than yesterday. And that in itself feels amazing. I also just prioritize my true and authentic happiness. This is huge for getting over things quickly. When you are someone who is a victim to your reality, where you don't love your life, where you don't love your friends, you don't love your family, you feel like this, and you're just always in pain, and you have like a lot of different emotions that are negative, you're naturally setting yourself up for failure. And you're going to just always feel a lot of things for longer. When you prioritize your happiness and peace, you take the steps necessary to make that happen. You take the steps that make life feel better. So for me, like, I am aware that sunlight does something to me. So sitting outside will be a part of my daily routine. And I love going to the gym because that makes me feel a certain way. And I don't want to take myself fully out of the dating game because I'm a hopeless romantic and I thrive when I'm in love. So I just do things that make me happy. And that in itself allows me to move on quickly. I want to be positive. I want to win. I want to see my friends win. I want to see my family win. And I want to move forward in a positive way. And the best way to do that is by going after what makes you feel good. Now, I want to kind of discuss a couple coping skills that I've developed that have allowed me to move on quickly. And I kind of discussed this a little bit already, but I really want to break it down for you. So one of the first things that I love to do is listen to music. I am a lyricist in the sense of when I'm listening to music, I really pay attention to the lyrics. It's so important to me to know the lyrics of the song and know what it means and hear the passion in the artist's voice and see why they wrote that and feel why they wrote that. So music has allowed me to express my emotions in a healthy way and then move on. I'll go for a little night drive, which that's also a part of my coping skills is driving. I'll go for a little night drive, listen to music, let myself feel that and like unpack the emotions with the music. And I actually feel a lot better when I get home. Working out is another way to have good coping skills. I know for me that working out has done wonders for myself. One being you're getting after your goals and you feel good about your body. So that in itself just makes you feel elite. Two, it's just a great way to like release endorphins and to boost your mood. It naturally does that. It will make you feel a lot happier naturally. So if you're going through a really hard time in your life, I would suggest you to move your body in some way, whether it's walking, going to the gym, taking a class, just do it. You won't be excited about it prior, but when you're doing it and afterwards, you're going to feel a lot better. Like I said before, driving is huge for me. I love to drive as a coping skill. Venting. Venting's big. Vent with a person that you trust, whether it's a friend, a family member, your life coach, your therapist. Unpacking sometimes your emotions actually allows you to move on quicker. When you hold them in and you don't really allow yourself to feel them, you struggle a little bit more. So unpack those things and vent about it so that you can release whatever you've been feeling. Crying is another great way. I like to cry. I struggle with crying, but I have been practicing it more. I think it's really important for me to prioritize my emotions when I'm feeling sad or overwhelmed to just let it out and I give myself a good cry. A great way to ignite the cry is to watch something that makes me cry. So This Is Us, the TV series, there's not a single episode that goes by that I don't cry. Healthy distractions is another great coping skill that I think is really helpful for moving on quicker. So if you're someone who's going through a major breakup and you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I navigate these feelings, these emotions, and me actually moving forward, healthy distractions. And obviously the things I just mentioned are them as well. You can also like join an activity, paint, hang out with friends, go out on solo dates, do things that naturally will distract your mind because sometimes sitting in your thoughts for too long is unhealthy and it's not good spiritual hygiene. Giving yourself a break from overthinking is a blessing and it's a good thing, so do that. Also, journaling is great. It's getting your emotions out on paper. I'm a big believer in writing down how you feel. I think it actually allows you to release it easier. And then also, another thing I think is important is just choosing better. Be someone who, when you realize that something has caused you pain, suffering, anxiety, depression, whatever, and it's something that can be changed, maybe choose better next time or choose the alternative. I know for me that a great way that I have been able to give myself the love that I deserve is by no longer accepting things that have caused me traumatic pain. And you can learn from that pain, you can grow from that pain, but I don't want to live in it and I don't want to continue the cycle. So reminding myself that choosing better and doing better is a great way to move forward and to enjoy my life and move on quicker. I hope that this episode did you guys well. I love discussing things like this. It is very important to have these conversations and to allow ourselves to grow and give yourself the grace that you deserve to grow. You don't need to be perfect. Your mental health is super important. And that's really the reason why I discuss these things is because I think that prioritizing your mental health and your emotional health, your spiritual health, all of that is crucial in your growth and evolution as a person. And the more that you acknowledge these things, the better life will be for you. So I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.